I want you to be blessed by Antinous. I want you to feel his power coursing through your veins. He'll transform your body and mind, allowing you to serve me in ways you've never even dreamed of. For that to happen, though, a sacrifice must be made.
Sacrifice? I take a step backward.
Relax. The sacrifice is your virginity. Upon the stone altar, and under Antinous's watchful gaze, I'll raid your body. I'll plunder your innocence as an offering to our god. Titus is here to assist in the ritual.
I glance at Titus, but he just grimaces and looks off to the side. Something about this makes me uneasy. And my virginity? Will it hurt to lose it? Allowing a man to fuck me? It's the ultimate shame. It's the destruction of my masculinity. It's like branding cattle. I'll never be the same after it. I'll be marked by the Emperor. I'll be marked by a real man. Very well, Master. I look down at the ground. If this is what you want, then I'm willing to comply. My body is yours.
Good, good.
Appius looks me up and down.
Titus, come undress the concubinus. Display his physique for our god.
Yes, my lord.
Titus moves toward me, his eyes lowered in either respect or shame.
Spurius, I must prepare your body for the ritual.
He slips his fingers into my clothes. He makes quick work of the garments, exposing my naked body to the temple's damp, cool air. Light cascades across my frame, highlighting the curvature of my muscles. I might be fit, but I'm nothing compared to the stone statue looming above us. Antinous is a being of physical perfection.
Get naked too.
Moving silently, Titus disrobes, exposing his body for our master. It's unnerving. We both look so similar. It's like I have a twin. Unlike me, though, Titus's cock is fully soft. Mine is already starting to plump up.
Does this please you, my lord?
Yeah, this is nice. Really nice.
Appius reaches into his pocket and tosses him a small vial.
Use the oil.
Titus pops the cork, pouring translucent oil onto his palm. His hand presses against my chest, smearing the liquid and sending a shudder down my spine. The oil is warm from being in Appius's pocket. He's wiping me with the Emperor's body heat. The scent of rose petals fills the chamber. I'm being perfumed. Titus moves slowly and carefully, using both hands to caress every inch of my body. His soft, slender fingers knead into my pecs. They dip into the crevices of my abs. They massage my back. It feels good to be touched like this. His hands are so gentle. But part of me is disappointed. I only want to be touched by the Emperor. I belong to him and nobody else.
Oil the cock. This pervert is already getting stiff.
Appius points down at my rapidly inflating dick. Titus falls to his knees. With an emotionless look on his face, he wraps his fingers around my cock. He grips my balls with one hand and uses the other to apply the strange oil. His fingers tickle my ballsack while pangs of pleasure race down my shaft. I've never let a man touch my penis before. This is the first time. Ugh! A light grunt leaves my lips.
You're feeling it, aren't you?
Yes, Master. This strange exercise continues until Titus's hands work down onto my legs, cupping my calves and squeezing tight. It's almost like he's admiring my musculature. Could he be jealous?
Get him on the altar.
Yes, my lord.
Titus rises and pushes me toward the stone platform beneath the statue. I give in to his rough, aggressive touch, collapsing on my hands and knees atop the hard surface. I look up into the statue's white marble eyes. Is Antinous really watching this from above? Will he really endow me with his twisted blessing? I hope so. I need to satisfy the Emperor. I feel pleasure whenever he does. It's like we're connected at a deep spiritual level. His cock is becoming my religion. Antinous is becoming my god.
Work the boy pussy.
What? My voice echoes.
Your boy pussy, Spurius. Every true pathicus is born with one. There's actually a physiological difference between you and a real man. Your dirty asshole is naturally more sensitive. It responds to anal stimulation in a way that's special and unique. The gods created your body for this purpose. You're born to be stuffed with cock.
Just relax. It'll only hurt at first.
Titus moves behind me. I stare down at the ground, struggling to process what I'm hearing. I can't focus, though. Something weird is happening. Titus pours the oil down my ass crack. It slides onto my balls and pools on the altar. The sensation is jarring and bizarre. My sensitive asshole twitches in response to the heavy liquid. But that's only the beginning. He swipes his fingers up the cleavage, stroking my hole and causing my entire body to tremble. What? My jaw clenches.
Give in to it. The master wants this, remember?
Yes. I force myself to relax, slowly acclimating to this new sensation. It's not uncomfortable. In fact, it's actually pretty nice. The way Titus's fingertips swirl around my pink wrinkled rim is strangely soothing. I can feel oil slipping into the crevices. It's so sensitive back there. The hole is puckering and twitching. It's moving on its own, like it's possessed. A moan escapes my lips.
That's right. Feel the pleasure wash over you.
Appius moves a hand between his legs and rubs the bulge beneath his tunic.
Under the watchful gaze of Antinous, feel your purity slipping away.
It feels so good.
You like it?
Titus increases the pressure.
What about this?
Ugh! A blissful grunt bursts from my lips. He lets out a chuckle while massaging the soft skin. His fingertips move in a circular motion, the pressure increasing with each pass around the rim. It's starting to feel so incredible. The deepest, most intimate massage. This is my boy pussy. I was born with it. I was born a pathicus. But the joyous sensation vanishes. Titus presses too hard, sending his fingertips sliding into the hole. Sick, depraved pain sears through the flesh, causing my entire body to tense up. My hole clamps around his finger, trying to stop him from going deeper, but he only increases the pressure. He forces his way up my bowels, pushing that strange oil inside me. Hurts, I cry out while my eyes water.
Shh. You're okay.
Appius approaches, standing near my face.
I need you to do this. Do it for me. Do it for our new god.
He laces his fingers into my hair and gingerly scratches my scalp. The soothing feeling causes my muscles to relax. It reminds me of my devotion. It reminds me of the oath I swore. I belong to the imperial cock. My asshole opens up, allowing Titus to sink easily. It hurts, but I know this is right. I need to force myself to unwind. Please, can I see it? I look up at Appius.
You want to see my cock?
A lopsided smirk forms on his lips. Yes, master! Please, I need it! My cheeks flush.
All right, all right.
He removes his tunic. His hard cock springs up, smacking against his abs and sending a thud echoing across the chamber. The sight of that magnificent rod only causes me to further relax, allowing Titus to sink to his knuckle.
It's okay. I'm here with you.
Appius moves toward me.
Kiss my penis while your boy pussy learns to love this.